Let's get into our chat with Mates and Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN, from $59. And a bloke who has been able to chat with his mates is Luke Jackson, who's in Perth here in Western Australia, staying up at the Joondalup Resort with the rest of his teammates. But being a WA boy, catching up with family and friends and catching up and chatting with a few mates, there's nothing better. Jacko, how are you, mate?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great so far, being able to get out of quarantine and do a few things. So it's been good, yeah.
And catching up with a few of your mates locally must be just something that's been nice too, because given the normal circumstance, mate, you'd probably be back there in Melbourne preparing for a grand final, but to be able to do it in home and be in front of some family and friends must make it even a little bit more special, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. It does make it a lot more special that all the finals were over in WA, so meant family and friends were able to come to the games and stuff, and yeah, made it a lot more special. So haven't really lucky over here.
Are you pinching yourself at the moment? Season number two, you're the next in line to the great Max Gawn, and you're going into a grand final in your home state. You must look back and say, this is bloody good, this AFL business.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's really still sunk in yet. I'm still just over the moon about what's about to happen, and would have never thought this would have played out in my second season, but just really grateful to be given the opportunity to play, and I just can't wait to get stuck into the game next week.
And Luke, what about working under Max Gawn? We saw what he did on the weekend. It was one of the best finals performances that I've seen live. What's it like, and how good has he been for your development?
Yeah, he's been really good for me, Maxi. Since I got to the club, I've been really involved with him, and he's probably the player I lean on the most at the club because we play similar positions. So, he's been great with my ruckcraft and also a little bit up forward as well. So, and it's good to be able to work with him in the game as well, and learn off him in training and games. So I couldn't speak more highly of Maxi.
We know he's pretty chirpy, but how chirpy has he been after booting 5 goals, a career best? I mean, mate, he was on fire, wasn't he?
Yeah. When he kicked that goal in the pocket, I just laughed, really. I was laughing for the rest of the game. And I just couldn't believe it. But, he actually hasn't spoken. I haven't heard him speak about it too much, but I'm sure he loves it, Big Maxi, the 5 goals.
You'd kick more goals than him up to that point, mate. He's now got you by 1. So, mate, we need you to put your finger out on grand final day just to finish him off, okay?
Yeah, that was one of the things I thought about. Maxi's got more goals than me now. So, hopefully one day I can hopefully kick 6 and pass him, yeah.
Cozzy Pickett, he's got you both covered, put together, given the season that he's had. He's only in year number 2 as well. And his numbers, when you compare them to the all-time great small forwards, he's ahead of all of them in the competition. He's going to be a very exciting player over the next 10 years.
Yeah, definitely. Cozzy's Cozzy's unreal, the way he goes about it and stuff, and how he plays as well. He's a really hard worker at training, works really hard on all his craft and all his skills. So it comes out on game day heaps. So, I couldn't be more happy for Cozzy, the season he's had. And, he's just going to be a great player for a long time.
What can you tell us about your development coach? Mark Choco Williams, of course, a premiership coach, but he's come in and he's done a great job with a lot of the young guys, but also for him helping play a role mentoring Simon Goodwin when things weren't going that well at the start of the year.
Yeah, I think pretty much all the boys have said it, that Choco, since Choco's come to the club, he's made it a better place to be. And he's massive in the first of 3-year boys and our development. We run like a David Meats Academy for the younger players, and he leads it. So he's been great for us younger boys, and also helping out the older boys and all the staff involved as well. So I've definitely loved having Choco at the club, and he's definitely made it a better place than before he came in.
Hey, Luke, I had the binoculars on him prior to the game last weekend, and, mate, he was chirping, and he was like, getting blokes' faces. What's he saying? Can you give me a little bit of an insight into what he's saying there?
I'm usually on the interchange before the game, so he's right behind me, and my ears are pretty much blocked every game from how loud he screams. But no, he's just super passionate about footy, and he wants the best for everyone. So, yeah, when Choco's doing that, it makes everyone else better. So, yeah, we love it.
What about Stephen May, mate? Is he going to be okay? Are there any concerns that we need to be worried about?
No, Maisie's gone really good. We had a training today, and he looked like he was moving great. So, no problems for Maisie.
Now, your name got thrown up recently. There's some interest from your club in Adam Chair and Fremantle. Rightfully so, we would take Luke Jackson. Are you happy at Melbourne, or do you want to come home at some point?
No, I love Melbourne heaps. Ever since I came in to the door, the club's been great for me and all the other younger boys. And the culture here that we're building and we've had this year is just unreal. And yeah, I've been loved being a part of it. So yeah, not even thinking about that. I'm just thinking about the game next week. And yeah.
In 5 years' time, what position do you think you'll play? Do you think you'll be a full time ruckman, or do you think you'll be a forward that goes into the ruck?
I think I've always said that I'd love to play more around the ball as I get more stronger and older. I think I feel a lot more natural around the ball and in the ruck, but as I played more forward through this year, I've loved that as well. So I reckon switching between the ruck and the forward role, hopefully is a big strength of mine going forward in my career.
Yeah, I think you will, mate. I think you just have to look at what you two have done this season, really. And are you still growing, mate? Where are you at? You're 199, it says in your profile. You're bigger?
No, I reckon 200 or 201, I reckon, but they always stitch me up with 199.
Well, the thing is, though, because we had a chat to you after the game, of course, the other night, and my daughter can't get her front teeth. She knocked her front teeth out on a cushion when we returned home from Bali. Now, you've now lost both of your front teeth. She's only 15, my daughter, and she's still growing, and she can't have crowns put in until she stops growing. You're in that predicament too, though, aren't you?
Yeah, so the dentist said to me that I can't get my implants to fully grown. So she reckons that could be one or two more years. So hopefully grow a few more centimetres and, yeah.
Get it done. That'll be interesting. And you wear a mouth guard after that. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, I wore a mouth guard last week, which was good. So I fitted well. And, yeah, I won't make that mistake again.
I did that. I didn't wear a mouth guard at all throughout my career. And lucky enough, Carl, I got through unscathed. But it doesn't happen. All the kids out there, wear a mouth guard. Don't be like me. Don't be like Luke. You'll end up with no chompers. But moving on, more importantly, Nathan Jones. Retirement today, went back, made the decision. What a legend. 302 games, led your football club through some really difficult times.
Yeah, I couldn't speak more highly of Jonesy. And he's just been awesome. And he's the heart and soul of the Melbourne Footy Club. But I've only known him for a couple of years since I got here. But what I know, he's just a great bloke off the field as well. And on the field, he's always helping others. And he's also really involved with the younger boys as well and helping us develop and stuff. So, yeah, I'll definitely miss Jonesy around the club. And I'm sure everyone at Melbourne Footy Club as well, but yeah, just one of the greats.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for having a chat to Hayes and I. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy next week, and we'll see you in action on Grand Final day. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Luke Jackson, Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN, from just $59. You can search Mate online to chat with mates.
Pretty convincing there that he's not coming back to the Fremantle Dockers as part of that Adam Cherrett deal. So, Fremantle fans and all the AFL fans of your club, who would you like to target in the trade period this year? I've got my ideas for the West Coast Eagles, but who do you want to get back? It won't be Luke Jackson going to Fremantle. I can pretty much guarantee that.
You never know, though. I think that if you win the ultimate prize, your position can change. I think that if you don't, then it won't happen necessarily because there's still that burning, you know, desire to actually achieve the pinnacle. But I reckon if you get one and you get it early, a little bit like Des Headland did when he went across there to Brisbane, that the attraction to come home was there. 133 882. What do you think? Love to hear your thoughts after this here on Sports Day.